Bava Basra, Perk Zion, Mishnah Aleph, and more sales and what's meant by certain expressions. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer l'chaveru beis kor afar ani mocher lach. A person says to his friend, I'm selling you a base kor of afar is dirt. I'm selling to you. So a base kor is a measurement. It's the largest measurement we have in the Mishnah. It basically works out to the amount of ideas. It's a kor, a 30 saw. You can think of a saw as like a six-pack of 2-liter bottles, 12 liters. So a kor is 30 of those, something like 360 liters. And that's a volumetric measurement. And a base kor is the amount of land in which you would plant a kor's worth of barley seeds to grow barley there. And it works out basically to 75,000 square amos, which is basically the size of, like, say, 3 football fields or soccer fields, if you will, something like 5 acres, something like 20 dunam. It's a very large piece of land. So a person who said, not just I'm selling you this base core of land, but I'm selling you a base core of afar, which implies land which is good for planting, you can grow things in it. So then, hayusham nekaim amukim asar tfachim, if within that land are depressions or crevices that are 10 tefachim deep, and explains the Gemara also 4 by 4 tefachim wide, o salam gavo masar tefachim, or if it has rocks, protrusions that are at least 10 tefachim high, and again, at least 4 by 4 tefachim wide and long. So the point is, those obstacles, I'll call them, of the holes and the rocks, they cannot be planted. And since the person said he's selling plantable afar, which implies land, dirt for planting, a base course amount, so that would mean ein nimdad and ima, those sections that are not plantable because there are depressions in the ground or protrusions above the ground, more or less than 10 tefachim, so those things don't count towards the base core. So he has to deliver a base core of land plus any extras to make up for those sections that can't be planted because they are nekaim or salim. Now, if he had said, I'm selling you a base core of land, so it's understood, of course, every base core of land, it's massive, right? It's 5 acres, so it's going to have certain rocks in there or depressions which can't be planted. So what? That's part of the deal, okay? Gemara ends up saying, as long as it's less than 1 part in 45, which is like, you know, 2.22% of it is not plantable, so then it's okay, it's all included. Now, says the Mishnah further, Pachos mikan nimdadin ima. If the obstacles, meaning the depressions in the ground or the rocks above the ground, are less than 10 tefachim high, in terms of the rocks or 10 tefachim deep, according to the holes, the cracks, so then those are, yes, included. Vim amarlo ke base kor afar. If the seller didn't say, I'm selling you a base kor of plantable land, but he says ke, about a base kor, so it's an approximate amount, not a precise amount. So then, afilo hayusham nekaim amukim yoser masar tfachim, if there are some sections that are the deep holes or cracks in the ground, osalam gavon yoser masar tfachim, or if there are rocks and protrusions more than 10 tfachim above the ground, hare elu nimdadin ima, they still are included in the sale, and that's, you know, the part of the land, because again, he said k approximately, so it's understood approximately means it's going to include the occasional crevice or rock, etc., in the land, again, as long as we're within that, less than 2.22% variance, so it's going to be just fine.